Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil that beach bod? Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full-body grooming and hygiene product. Don't be the guy at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. And maybe you've grown some winter man tits. At least you can make them hairless. It's time to get ready for hot guy summer by going to manscaped.com and getting 20% off and free shipping with my promo code Bubba. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full-body grooming game with the Performance Package 4.0. The kit comes with the Essential Lawnmower 4.0 waterproof cordless body trimmer and a ton of other liquid formations to round out your grooming routine. Whether you're trimming your chest or your treasure chest in your pant, doesn't matter. This is the best trimmer on the market. Inside the Performance Package, you're going to find the Manscaped Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, Crop Reviver Ball Toner, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Moisturizer. Because we all know how painful chafing can be when you're wearing your bathing suit all day. Nobody likes nose hairs. So their package comes with the Weed Whacker 2.0 as well. You're also going to get two free gifts, the Shed Travel Bag, about a $39 value, and the patented high-performance reduced chafing Manscaped Boxers. And if you're wearing sandals, you're going to need to get the Manscaped Shears 2.0 Nail Kit. Having the right tools for grooming is essential. Do yourself a favor and always use the right tools for the job. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with promo code Bubba at Manscaped.com. Trim your chesticles with the besticles at Manscaped.com, promo code Bubba. Welcome to the exclusive, very exclusive podcast of the Bubba the Love Sponge Show. I'm Bubba the Love Sponge. And there's Anna Hummel over there.
Hello.
How about Anna Hummel with a plus three today?
Yeah,
how about
that's that? What's up?
Jesus. And Dan with a negative seven.
Oh,
Jesus. Mommy, you were a push and so was Rat. Yep. I'm always a push because I'm the house bitch about to get mine.
That's right.
Oh, shit. Yep. Hold on. Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I forgot. I knew I hold on, I'm trying to do business. I'll make one today. Commercial for this weekend's opening BRP, Bubba Raceway Park.
Oh, yeah.
And JVC's like, man, we're ready to throw some commercials on for you. This Saturday night, Bubba Raceway Park, 604s and 602s. It's the Mike Peters Open, Lummy.
Nice.
You don't even know.
No, I have no clue. But I know that Georgia kid, the 21-year-old that listens to the show, he sent me a text and said he was coming down this weekend with his brother.
Really?
Because you told him, you know, let him know. Let you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
give me
down
the information so I can get them all set up.
Okay, we'll do.
And I forgot to talk about the guy's shirt that I had on today. I forgot about that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I had a guy write me. He said, Bubba, I just wanted to tell you what a fan I am. I have a lot in common. And I just wanted to share with you, I grew up in Gary, Indiana, graduated from Calumet High School in 86, lived in Port Richey from 88 to 90. My grandparents lived in Mentone, Indiana, which is really close to where, Warsaw is. And I would spend summers down there. I've been an FTE for 34 years. I now live in Arizona, and I have been racing all over Arizona dirt track since 98. I race IMCA modified stock cars, mod lights, and dwarf cars. I know Ricky Thornton, who is currently leading the points at Lucas, which is a plus. My nephew played basketball in Valparaiso and then as a starter for Notre Dame, then to Europe. My dad worked at the steel mills in East Chicago, has a 1940 Ford coupe, totally restored, kind of like Doug Clem. I donate through Venmo. This is Arizona Dirt Track.
Oh, nice.
And Hoosier, Arizona Dirt Track Hoosier bought a shirt, the alumni plaque, and gave you a pic of the Bubba Army Dwarf car that I'm running here in Arizona. I've been a fan since Sirius days and refound you on the YouTube during COVID when you were riding the scooter through the parking garage. See, Anna, me being, you know, like on a scooter and being stupid is it's good. We got one new listener that sent me a shirt, wrote me a nice pic, a little letter, got me a Culver's gift card.
Nice.
How amazing.
Tomorrow I'll have to visually show you his dwarf little car.
Nice.
That's got his Bubba Army sticker on it. And I hope to make it to BARP someday. I hope to meet you at BRP when I can come out to the winter races. Sorry if I wasted your time with this long letter, but I thought it would be nice to hear from something that we have so much in common. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you, my friend. And he sent me this shirt, Lummy, that I wore today.
Nice.
That I hope that he, I should have read that letter maybe earlier today when, you know, people could sync up the shirt. Because I can't wear the same shirt twice. I'd look stupid, wouldn't I not?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably going to watch the show and see you wearing a shirt. And we took a picture of it, too.
Hopefully. And if he's a hardcore fan, then he goes to the podcast.
Of course.
And he's downloaded the podcast. And then he'll hear me saying nice words, you know, the nice things about him, nonetheless. There you go.
Boom.
So today, I was a little bit weird as to how maybe that, you know, I'm not used to interviewing just regular people. I'm used to regular people calling the show, but, you know, not a full-blown, you know, interview.
Yeah.
And I liked those, you know, I've never interviewed a fan, so to speak, and obviously Chad is a fan.
I like Chad better.
Chad. Obviously Chad. His girlfriend's hot as hell.
Is she really?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's on Twitter.
Yeah, she's hot. I think I tweeted a pic of it.
You did.
If you followed our Twitter, Anna, but you don't.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you follow others, I see.
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? I follow us.
I see who you follow.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Who do I follow?
Oh, yeah. Check your list. Check it twice.
Check it twice.
Maybe some of the opposition. Anyway, some of the bad guys that made down a sturdy. So anyway, I guess you're... So anyway, Lummy, I was so thankful for Chad and is it Delmar or whatever his name is? Darkin? What's his name? Darcy?
That's a good name.
Is it Darcy?
Brantley?
What's his... is it Brantley?
Brantley.
Okay, what are... Chad's
wow, yeah, she is cute.
Yeah, she's hot as balls.
See you Monday, bud.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're finally paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Troy baseball game. Big Troy fan.
So anyway, Lummy... much love to them. Hopefully everybody follows them. They get, you know, a couple hundred subscribers out of it. And, you know, the guy, oddly enough, on Lummy, this Hogan thing is coming up a lot.
Yes, it is.
And
which is good.
It's coming up a lot. Like, pop culturally, it's coming up. I didn't know that this Chad and this Brantley guy was going to just, some dude named Chad was going to walk you through the whole Hogan process as it really did happen. Like, this guy gets it. And Rhett said that there's this other podcast that's actually, I think, pretty popular.
Yeah, they're on the Barstool thing. And thanks, Go Shuck, for letting me know on Saturday.
Thank you, Go Shuck. We pave. And, like, Rhett, how many followers does the macro dosing have?
So
like
a zillion? On YouTube, they've got right around 36,000 subs, but I'm not sure what their podcast numbers are. Pardon my take. PFT's main show is Barstool's biggest daily pod. They've got 464,000 YouTube subscribers, even better podcast numbers. But Macro Dosing is a show that PFT Commenter does with Arian Foster and their producer Billy from Pardon My Take. So, yeah, they were breaking down the Illuminati and like this crazy sex cult shit the other week. And We Shuck sent Lummy the clip. Lummy sent me the clip. And we're about to have you listen to it for the first time.
And Lummy says that. I don't know what their take on it is, but I asked, you know, on it, Lummy, like, how do they lean, you know? And Lummy says he thinks that they think what Lummy thinks that they are saying kind of what the average person thinks.
Yes.
They're pretty neutral on their stance, but I do agree that
the story on it.
The way they lay it out, the way they explain what happened is...
This is kind of probably some information I need.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Does it totally make me look like an asshole, or does it? I mean, like on a, you know, is it 50-50 pro me or is it, you know, 90-10 anti me? Like what? I'm a little bit scared.
I would say 50-50. Like yeah. They stay pretty neutral, but they also really paint Hogan as, you know, oh, you really got fucked on that deal, huh?
You're the victim.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just wait till you hear it.
Certain members have sex with your wife or you have sex with somebody else's wife. It's like this big weird sex where that they always have like that blackmail over you. That like if you, you know, say whatever happens or whatever, like we have this on you and you always have to do some like weird sex to like get in. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but that's one of the things.
That's how they got Hulk Hogan.
Bob the Sponge.
Yeah.
I don't know about this story.
So Hulk, he became best friends with a Tampa DJ morning. I think it was a morning drive time DJ. Bubba the Love Sponge is the guy's name. And if you look up a picture of this guy, he looks exactly like you think a dude named Bubba the Love Sponge would look. And he...
Come on, we gotta laugh a little.
Listen, you know,
careless whisper.
You know I stay true to the game, and when I'm getting fucking punked, I'll go ahead. I mean, I'm not Johnny Unpunkable. Please,
I wonder what picture they saw.
Hold on here.
He used to like having his friends f*** his wife.
Not necessarily true.
And
the cuck holding?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he was into that sort of thing. And Hogan was going through a divorce, tough times. And
is that a Morgan and Morgan t-shirt behind him?
Yes, it is.
Nice.
Bubba said to his wife, like, hey, I'm sending Hulk over. Show him a good time. Hulk goes over to his house, and he knows his wife. They're, again, best friends. Bubba the Love Sponge and Hulk Hogan were best friends. And then he fucked his wife. And Bubba secretly recorded it in their fuck camera room that they have.
Oh, wow. And then, fuck camera room.
Is that true?
Bubba held on to that CD, that DVD that had the sex tape on there, brought it into work, and apparently he had just like a bunch of DVDs of people fucking his wife. An ex-employee of Bubba.
Oh, is this the Gawker shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
A former employee found, a disgruntled employee of Bubba's, found the Hulk Hogan DVD and then took screenshots, shopped it around in the media, and then sent it out. I think, did TMZ get it first? Or I know that Gawker...
Probably. They get it.
Gawker published, like, I forget how many seconds of it. And then they were told to take it down by a judge, and they said, nope, we're not taking it down. And so then Hogan sued Gawker with the help of Peter Thiel. Mm-hmm. He funded the lawsuit, sued Gawker.
That knows a lot.
Drove them into bankruptcy. Brought the entire website down. It is fucked up what they did to Hogan.
Yeah.
It is. Like, he didn't know that he was being recorded at the time. And, yeah, you probably shouldn't fuck your best friend's wife, but that's not, like, that's a moral thing.
That's their business.
It's their business. Doesn't mean that there has to be a videotape of you fucking it that gets presented to everybody in the world.
I mean, that's probably what the average guy thinks.
Yeah.
That's kind of what really did happen. You know, that kind of is, in the most simplistic form, what happened. But if you fill in the gaps... Of it, and there are some other people that had a significant amount of their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak, that benefited very greatly from this. And realistically, there's a couple different prongs to this, but one, the first prong, and I readily admit the very first prong is, Bubba, had you not taped it, it'd never been an issue, and you're right. There's no denying that. There's no denying that, and I'm culpable of that for that. And God, if you don't think I haven't paid for that, then you don't know what I've been through the last fucking 11, 12 years. I mean, right? That
yes.
was the big. I mean, like, oh yeah, I did it. Yep, my security system got it. Yep. I was going through a bad divorce, and I didn't want that at the house. I brought it to my office. Yep. Fucking, it wasn't, I don't know where people get off on, there's all these tapes. Bubba had piles of them. There was three of them. Two of them were Hogan. And I'm not going to get into the third.
Okay.
Because I knew you were coming with it, you fucking bitch.
Me?
Yeah.
I wasn't going to ask.
Sure you were.
I can tell you're not in the best mood right now.
So, yeah, and had I not taped, it would have been a problem. But, yes. And I will, and I'm a fucking piece of shit. And yes, I deserved to suffer and deserved to be punished for that in itself. And I have. Trust me, I have. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
But to what end is the question.
But here's the deal. If it just had stayed, if it just, you know, was between us three, me, Heather, and Hogan, and those tapes remained in my office and eventually destroyed because that's what I was going to do with them, I just didn't. That's what I was told, destroy these fucking things. So I'm like, yeah, I got to do it. So I just put them on my fucking desk drawer, and I just never got to it. There's no excuse. I'm not going to sit here and say that I wasn't a fucking absolute idiot for having those things laying around. I was. I did. Fucking idiot. I'm paying for it. But my God, I've got my ass kicked because of that. And the motherfuckers that stole them from my office, if you just wouldn't have stolen them from my office and not been a fucking thief, none of the other shit would have gone down. And then once the shit went down, here's the thing. You got off scot-free. Spice Boy got off scot-free. They let him go. Should be in fucking prison for extortion. After that, he said, these don't serve any purpose to me. Let me give them to Calta so that he can give them to his agent, so that we can get Bubba thrown off the air and I take his job. And sure as shit, that's what happened. And to this day, it's still happening. Nobody wants to talk about that part. Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why doesn't people want to talk about that? Is it not interesting? I'm asking you.
Yeah, Lummy, why?
No. I think it's super interesting.
Well, of course you. No,
of course.
Shut up, Anna. When you don't want to answer something, you throw it over to him. We know your techniques, bitch. Like, is it not just interesting? Is it Bubba got what he wanted? So anybody else that benefited in it, so be it. Who gives a fuck? Bubba's a scumbag for taping it to begin with. Or is it unethical? Or should you at least know the other side of the story, and then you can form a different, maybe perhaps a different opinion, or maybe you keep the same opinion. Bubba's a piece of shit.
Mm.
Or you keep the same opinion. Bubba's a piece of shit, but there's also a couple other pieces of shit I didn't know about either. Right?
Yeah.
Bubba's, you know what? I thought there was only one piece of shit, but there's really three or four pieces
of shit.
It's
like everyone's a demon from hell.
Yeah.
I think it also is that because they weren't prosecuted, so it never really made the news, and people just say, like, oh, whatever. They just settled.
If only there was a documentary coming out with the truth.
Yeah, if only. So, that makes me sad, though, Lummy. Because the average guy thinks I'm a cuckolded fucking, you know, freak. Like,
not back, Chad.
Backstabbing.
Not Chad.
Yeah, but like, how many of them, how many people believe, you know, how many people have that, like, Chad's outlook on this? And how many people have this guy's outlook?
Well, I think your true fans have Chad's outlook.
But people that care and listen. Okay, my true fans are such a finite part of our fabric.
Focus on them, and you know, you're trying to get your story out, and when that comes out, you know, that will be your attempt to make to let the world know the truth.
But does the public want to know the truth, or do they give a fuck?
Well, we'll find out, won't we? I don't want to lie to you. I think it's an interesting story. Anytime you have celebrities, scandals, sex, rock and roll, all that sort of shit, it's an interesting story.
I do think there's a reason it does keep getting brought up in the news cycle every so often. You know, a little Hogan mini doc earlier this year. It's been over 10 years since it happened. People are still getting views out of it.
Yeah, because I think people want to know more.
Mm. It feels like there should be more.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides just Gawker or whatever, that's what I always end it with.
Oh, yeah, I was like, yeah, you know, Bubba's a fucking piece of shit, and Gawker, and this, and...
And Hogan was, you know, treated dirty or whatever, and...
Whatever. Yeah, I got motherfuckers. Do motherfuckers not know I'm on the air? I am on the fucking air, busy, right now. Jesus.
You don't have to answer.
Oh.
You don't have, fuck that. We don't have to take any calls.
We don't have calls right now. He's on his phone.
Yeah. Oh. Like my phone. Oh. And it's like business. Oh. And it's like, God damn. I need to do a 6 a.m. to noon lockout. 6 a.m. to noon. Don't fucking text me unless it's life
Who
or death.
Who is texting you? Do you want me to text them and tell them to stop texting?
No, I don't. I can handle my own business. I don't need my little fucking Jewish woman over there fucking, you know, putting her hands on her hips, getting all yenta.
Bubba, you ever use your do not disturb button?
Shut up, Rhett. Shut the fuck up.
It's just a question.
I don't know if this podcast kind of upsets me.
Oh, who cares what these fuckers
fucking
think?
This fucking nerd boy right here. Whip his
I'm
ass.
Just. I think it's cool that they know who the fuck you are and they're talking about it. Who cares
Everybody
if it's good or bad?
Everybody knows who the fuck I am.
Oh, that's, right. Sorry.
That's right.
I mean, Bill Clinton knows who I am. That's a mic drop right there.
It sure is.
If Larry Bird, Bill Clinton, fucking Deion
Howard
Sanders,
Stearns.
Howard
Shock
Stearns,
stuff.
Joe Rogan. I mean, if those motherfuckers know who you are.
OJ.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson.
I mean, Deion Sanders.
If you got the phone.
Alex Stein.
If you got the phone numbers.
Elon Musk.
If you have the phone numbers of Larry Bird, Deion Sanders, Tucker Carlson, and Howard Stern, you got to be kind of fucking important, don't you think?
100%.
Yeah. Fuck. So anyway, I mean, I don't know. It kind of bumps me out.
Don't be bummed out. Fuck that. That's awesome that they even know who you are and they're talking about it on national fucking Barstool News.
Barstool thinks I'm a cuckold.
Stop looking. <again. laughs> Who cares? Who cares? So they think that. And?
It's not true.
And
though.
What?
What?
Just be like, so? And? What else you got, Barstool? Keep it coming, assholes!
I don't know.
Sorry, Bubba.
Don't be sad. Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm just over here.
Getting texts.
Doing some business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything going okay?
What do you think podcasts are for? Doing business.
Mm.
That's right.
I think that's probably enough for today, don't you think?
Fuck?
I'm about like ready to wrap this bitch on up.
Yeah. A little bit hot.
A little hot?
Worked out legs today.
Oh, nice. I'm going to work out legs today, too.
Had a big-ass meeting, meeting with Jay.
I know. I mean, yeah. I wasn't like eavesdropping or anything, but I did hear a lot of commotion.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't really make out what you're saying, even though I was trying to hear.
Hulk Hogan, we're best friends. And then he fucked his wife.
Yeah.
Oh. And Bubba secretly recorded it in their fuck camera room that they have.
Oh.
The fuck camera room?
And look at this black guy. He's like, what the fuck? What? What?
Come on. Wow. You know, and then Bubba, you know Aaron Foster's been into that kind of shit.
But held on to that CD, that DVD that had the sex tape on there. Brought it into work, and apparently he had just like a bunch of DVDs of people fucking his wife.
And like no, this is, that's not true.
It's like an offhand account. Like his buddy told him that it's got Bubba.
Employee of Bubba.
Oh, is this the Gawker shit?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Gawker shit. But it didn't affect your life like it did mine, motherfucker. I'm glad you can just scoff it off.
Former employee found...
Yeah, well, let's talk about the fucking former employee and who he gave it to and then who they shopped it with and how they let, and how the fucking feds did a sting and they let him completely... They fucking had him handcuffed and they let him go scot-free. Let's talk about that. Why did that happen? You know why? Because the U.S. attorney said, Bubba the Love Sponge, motherfucker can't be a victim. We can't go to trial with Bubba the Love Sponge and a professional wrestler as the victims. We'll get laughed. It's a fucking clown show. Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense.
A disgruntled employee.
So that means basically you can do whatever the fuck you want to me, and they, for the most part, will let you do it.
Bubba's. Found the Hulk Hogan DVD and then took screenshots, shopped it around in the media, and then sent it out. I think, did TMZ get it first? Or I know that Gawker...
Probably. They get
Gawker published, like, I forget how many seconds of it. And then they were told to take it down by a judge, and they said, nope, we're not taking it down. And so then...
See, and where they missed the story on it is, after the person that sent it to Gawker got my job.
Yeah.
And is still there today. And Cox fired me thinking, Cox fired me and promoting him, not knowing what really the fuck happened.
Right.
Like, that's kind of the big fuck job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big, you know, that's the big flip job right there. That's the big high spot.
Hogan sued Gawker with the help of Peter Thiel.
So they get all wrapped up in the wrong directive.
In the wrong story.
He funded the lawsuit, sued Gawker. Drove them into bankruptcy. Got the entire website down. It is fucked up what they did to Hogan.
Yeah.
It is. And like, he didn't know that he was being recorded at the time. And, yeah, probably shouldn't fuck your best friend's wife, but that's not, like, that's a moral
that's
thing.
That's their business.
Yeah, it's their business.
It was our business. And what had never been nobody business. Else's motherfucking business? Had somebody not have some sticky fingers around this motherfucker?
Right.
Let me with your nervous, stupid laugh over there. Thanks, Lummy.
I'm on your side, Bubba.
Yeah, what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean? I'm on your side, Bubba.
Are you ever not?
Yeah. It's going to be hell to pay when you're not. I know it's been a short one, man. I'm just really bummed the fuck out.
Go listen to Chad's video again.
I'll go watch Chad and become... Then I'll have to go to the emergency room because I want to hurt myself.
No.
No.
We'll see you tomorrow.